Milwaukee Brewers get a couple more days off before opening the second half of their season in Los Angeles against the Dodgers on Friday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They'll follow that series with three games in Seattle against the Mariners. Bucks are squaring off against the Chicago Bulls. NBA Summer League action this afternoon. That one tips off at 4:30. Milwaukee 1-2 so far in Las Vegas. The Bucks added another player to their roster, signing guard Cole Anthony. The former Orlando Magic guard averaged 9.4 points in 18 minutes a game last season. The team also reportedly signed Chris Livingston to a guaranteed one-year deal worth $2.3 million. The Bucks had just waived Livingston back on July 2nd. Do the Bucks still need more shooting guard help with the departure of Damian Lillard? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You don't try to replace Dame. You know, that's impossible to do. You just try to make your team different and better and try to fit in the way we want to play. We made a decision. We want to play a little differently. We want to play faster. And we felt like there's certain things we had to do to do that, and we feel like we're doing that.
The Open Championship returns to Northern Ireland for the first of four rounds tomorrow morning. Royal Portruche is the playing host to the 153rd Open Championship, which is the final major of the season. Yesterday, Wisconsin sophomore Izzy Stricker, the youngest daughter of Steve Stricker, won the Wisconsin Women's Amateur Championship in a playoff at Maple Bluff Country Club. Packers open training camp next Wednesday. Rookies will report on Friday. The Jets are signing corner Sauce Gardner to a four-year, $120 million extension. The deal includes $85 million in guaranteed money and makes him the highest-paid corner in the NFL. The Chiefs also locking up their right guard Trey Smith to a four-year, $94 million deal. $70 million is guaranteed. Now the highest-paid interior lineman in NFL history. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.